First Kings chapter 10, verse 23 to 25. This is financial wisdom. From financial struggle to financial stardom. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches. And for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments and armor and spices, horses and mules, arrayed year by year. King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. This is financial wisdom, from financial struggle to financial stardom. Our objective is to understand scriptural or covenant wisdom for financial abundance. Understanding scriptural or covenant wisdom for financial abundance. The subject of financial abundance or wealth for the child of God is a little bit controversial in many quarters. But there are basic clarifications from scripture. Some people think, oh, they shouldn't talk about money in church. Some people think, oh, it is worldliness, it is materialism. But there are basic clarifications in scripture that will help in the understanding of divine abundance for the child of God. Clarifications in scripture. And I'm looking at three of them very, very sharply. Because of the importance of this subject, I'm going to deal almost on the same points in the two services, except that scriptural references and examples will be different. Number one clarification is that God owns the earth. God owns the earth and everything that is in it. All the money in Nigeria and the money in America and the money in Britain and money everywhere. God owns the earth. Psalm 24 and in verse 1. The Bible said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God owns the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The richest billionaires in this world don't own the earth. They don't own the money. God owns the earth and the fullness thereof. Psalm 50 and in verse 10 to 12 also corroborate that. It says, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I will not tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Everything in this world is mine. So let it be clear and be established that money does not belong to the devil. Wealth does not belong to Satan. Money does not, the resources of the earth does not belong to the devil. That's number one. Number two, God is pleased to give his resources to his people. He is pleased. In Psalm 35 and in verse 27, he said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure. If riches were bad and having money is bad, God wouldn't have made Abraham to be the most successful one in his generation. Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 2, the Bible says that Abraham was rich, very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold. And in Genesis chapter 24 and in verse 1, and the Bible talked about Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord blessed Abraham in all things. In Job chapter 1 and in verse 3, the Bible said his substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. That was a man that was upright also. If you look at verse 1 and 2, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Verse 1 now, whose name was Job, and the man whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. So, now, go back to verse 1. It is possible for somebody to be perfect, to be upright, to fear God, to hate evil, and be a billionaire. Did you hear what I just said? It is possible for somebody to be perfect, for somebody to be upright, that is, he's not crooked in deals, and fear God, and hate evil, and be a multi-billionaire, multi-millionaire. Scripture made it clear. And this man, Job, was the greatest of the men, of all the men in his days. There are people sitting here today, in the name that is above every name, before this season is over, God is going to explode you with resources, explode you with finances, explode your finances. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. I am sure some of you were here at the vigil and God confirmed to us that we are in a season of triumph and we are in a season of new beginnings, new births, new, a season of supernatural abundance. You are in a season. Are you here at all? Give the Lord a shout of praise. So God is pleased to give his resources to his people. And thirdly, God releases or gives his resources to his people on the basis of covenant walk or wisdom. God releases, that is, gives his resources to his people on the basis of covenant walk or wisdom. The meaning of that is, God releases his wisdom to his people who know some things and take some steps. These people know some things and they take some steps. He doesn't just give his resources to people because they came to church. He doesn't just give his resources to people because they pray in the name of Jesus. He doesn't just give his resources to people, to his people, because they can speak in tongues. He gives his resources to his people on the basis of a covenant walk. Number one. Now, okay, scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. He said, but you shall remember, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, so that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto your fathers as it is this day. God gives you the power to conquer wealth. He gives you the power to command resources on the basis of his covenant. Covenant means, if you do this, I will do this. If you do this, I will do this. It's an agreement of commitment. In Job chapter 36 and in verse 11, Job chapter 36 and in verse 11, he said, if they obey, that's covenant, and serve him, then they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they obey and serve him, then they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. So there is something to obey and there is an action to take that will cause you to spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Psalm 112 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Psalm 112 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Say, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Said, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. See this verse 3 now. Wealth and riches. When the man feareth the Lord, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. He will not only have riches, he will have wealth. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. There are people who have experienced riches, but you're about to step into wealth. You have seen some money. Somebody say, what's the difference? It's very, very simple. The difference is like having cars versus owning a car manufacturing plant. We'll talk about that another day. It is like having houses and versus owning a whole city. Wealth and riches. If he does the right thing, wealth and riches shall settle. Having said all of that, it is clear that God is not against you having money. He is only against money having you. You missed something just now. Because you can have money, and money can have you. He is not against money serving you. He is against you serving money. He's not against you spending, investing money. He's against money spending you. Talk about that subsequently. There are those who use money. There are those money use them. There are those that master money. There are those money master them. So, what is the covenant wisdom for supernatural abundance? What things must be in place? What will I do? Don't misunderstand me. There are people who can have money without knowing God. And that money comes from different avenues. Some it is by hard work and labor and everything that they can do. Some is by bowing down to the enemy. Because Jesus had the temptation where Satan told him to bow down and I will give you the riches of the world. So Satan gives people money. Bow down to me and I will give you all these riches. So there are those who are bowing down to the devil and getting money. And there are those who bow for God and God gives them resources as well. If it is God that is to make you wealthy, what do you do? If it is God. Number one. Place the love of God above the love of money. Place the love of God above the love of money. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3a, 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 3a, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. And then you jump to verse 4. He loved the Lord. With that love for God, he went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings. And did Solomon offer upon the altar out of his love. So love gives. Now, as he did that, God appeared to him. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by the night. And God said, ask what I shall give you. Solomon said, you have shown your servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you, and you have kept for him this great kindness that you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is today. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made me your servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I don't know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. I want to do well. I want to please you. I want to do your will. For who is able to judge this your so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon has asked this thing. And God said unto him, because you have asked this thing, and you have not asked for yourself long life. You are not asking for riches for yourself, but you have asked the life or the life of your enemies. But you have asked for yourself understanding to discern judgment. He said, behold, I have done according to your words. Lo, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like you before thee, neither after you shall any arise like unto you. And I have also given you that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto you all your days. No, none among the kings, none among the kings, none among the kings, because you have placed me above money. The challenge of most people in church today is that their mentality about money is not different from the mentality of the people of the world. Their approach to money, their thinking about money, their behavior around money is not different from the behavior of the people of the world. But when you will come to the point in your life, in your walk with God, where God is superior to you than any money anybody can give you, than anything in this world, then you are at the point where God will give you so much money and you won't have what to do with. I have seen situations where people are asking me, I gave you a check. It's almost a year now, or 6 months, and I have not seen that you have cashed it. Please, is there any challenge? Can I pay you? And I'm not aware. I told you the story before. I was checking my books and things, and I saw a check that was like in 70s. And the person wrote his name at the back. And he said, and his phone number. So I called up the number and I said, I saw this check. I'm sorry, it's almost a year now. Who are you? Place, where are you from? And he said, oh, he's from somewhere, this part of the country. He's not a member of our church, but God led him to send that check to me. And he said, I should please go ahead and cash the check. It is immediately cashable, or I'd rather pay it in, it's clearable. I don't know him. I don't know him. I can't. If I see him now, I don't know him till tomorrow. Is it possible to carry such a big check? And if money is your focus in life, and you won't remember it for 1 year? You know, when money is your focus on the road, you are looking for whether that money fell down from anybody. There are people. There are people who are moving on the road and looking on the ground to see if money fell down from anybody. I can tell you stories upon stories upon stories. It is when you don't respect money like that, that money will respect you. When you don't bow for money like that, and you bow for God above everyone else, that money will bow for you. I'm telling you scripture. Solomon, money was the last thing in his mind. And God says, since money was the last thing on your mind, I will make money the most important signature of your life. There are people here today, God is about to shock you. The kind of resources nobody in your community has ever handled shall be handed over to you in this season. That amen is too paralyzed. That amen is too paralyzed. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. There are people, because of the chase for money, they can't come to church. Because of the chase for money, they can't do any activity in church. They are not in no department. They are doing nothing. Chase for money. And God is saying, you are doing it like the worldly people. You can't serve God and mammon. Pursue me passionately. Make me first in your life. And see what I will do in your life. Place the love of God above the love of money. Number two, make kingdom vision your major reason for financial blessing. Kingdom vision. Make it your major reason. Lord, I am trusting you for this, for resources, for the sake of your kingdom. Your major reason for financial blessing. Psalm 122 verse 9. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Put it in the NIV or any other translation there that says, for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. I will seek your prosperity. I will seek your prosperity. That's David speaking. Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5. And David is speaking and he's saying, oh God, remember David. And all, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. He says, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up to my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. I won't sleep, I won't rest. I am looking for money. He said that in the one we just read. For the sake of God's house, I am commanding, I demand prosperity. And that prosperity came into his hand for the sake of the Lord's house. First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 1, all the way to verse 3. And we saw how the prosperity came. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender. And the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and the stones to be set, glistering stones and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. That is, I demanded for money from God, for the sake of his house. And God has given me money that is far beyond what I could dream of to use for the sake of his house. When you make kingdom vision your reason for financial blessing, you have signed for abundance. And when it is true, it is real, it is genuine. You are not just faking it. It is real. You have signed for abundance. Somebody say aloud, amen. In my vision for this year, my desire and decision is to build a church a month. That's personally. Give me enough resources to build a church a month. We are all in the process. I dedicated one the other time. Two now, but one, I remember the other one in Zewokara, what's the name of the place? I'm sure you have the picture on the screen. Because examples communicate principles. Resources. Help me to build the church. And God is saying, if that is your desire, I'll supply you the resources. I'm not going to live in that church. But people are going to be saved there. People are going to be delivered there. People are going to be changed there. Somebody can show us. I'm sure media, you covered it the other day in Kuje area, Ukara or something. Is that the name of the place? Do you know when this construction was on? A young man met me and he said to me, Pastor, he saw the enormity of this construction. And he said, I am trusting the Lord to give me so and so amount. He mentioned an amount, 80. If God give it to me, I will bring it whole for the project. I will bring it raw. It didn't last up to 3 months. And that came into his hand. And he brought it as whole as he said. And it went whole into the project. And from then on, resources to him in 9 figures, 10 figures, continue to flow. The church to dedicated life. Continue to flow. And last time I met him about a month ago or so, he has gotten another project in plenty zeros. Because he was not looking for money in order to just prove that he can buy the latest car or have the house in the posh place in town. No. He was not. It's alright. He was not doing that. He was doing that because the kingdom must be expanded. Am I communicating? Listen to this and don't forget this as long as you live. Anywhere God can place a demand, he will make a deposit. Say it again. Anywhere God can place a demand, he will make deposits. Wherever God will always make his deposits, where he can conveniently make his demands. If it is not difficult for God to ask for it, it won't be difficult for God to send it in. Enormously, massively. If it will not be difficult for God, my wife and I flattened 2 fat accounts in the construction of this project. One of those accounts, when we asked that we want to bring it down to 0, the bank people said we should give them till the end of the month. Why? Maybe they wanted it to enter their month's record first. And that we did. We honor you, we leave it for you. And then at the end, flattened to 000. Money that was gathered for a long time. You know, you want to gather money and be able to be confident that at least you are not stranded. And you flattened all of it on the spot. And he continues to release it so it can be released back. God will always make his deposits where he can make his demands. He will make his deposit where he can make his demands. Please, from this moment forward, getting a car must not be the focus of trusting for financial wealth and abundance. Getting a house, those are survival modes. Survival modes. Building a big duplex in the village, those are survival modes. Proving to everybody that you two have arrived, those are survival modes. But let us use money to persecute the devil and chase the devil back to hell and establish the kingdom of God in the earth until it is said that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and his Christ. I announce to someone here today, massive resources, massive resources is coming your way. And if you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. I'll talk more about that in the second service. Number 3, promptly obey the law of sowing and reaping. promptly obey the law of sowing and reaping. It's a kingdom law. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, all the way to verse 22, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Provided there is a seed time, there will definitely be a harvest time. Provided there is a giving, there will be a receiving. In Acts chapter 20 verse 35, Paul the apostle was speaking about the blessing of giving, where he said, I have kept, showed you all things, and how that so laboring, you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There is blessing in giving. There is blessing in giving. Philippians chapter 4 verse 15 to 19. We normally read verse 19, but the place to start from is verse 15. He said, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. In the kingdom of God, there is a law of giving and receiving. He said, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I was looking for any gift from you, but I desire fruit. You see, you are sowing the seed so that fruit can abound into your account. I have all, courtesy of all that you have, I have all and I abound. I am full. Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing unto God. And my God, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Because you understood the law of giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. Somebody say aloud, amen. Giving and receiving. Giving begins from the tithe. Proceeds into free will givings. From the tithe, free will givings. Priestly or prophetic givings to your priest or prophet. Welfare giving to the less privileged. Giving for projects. Diverse givings. These givings as led by the Lord. They facilitate your harvest. Somebody say aloud, amen. In my own life, my givings, tithe, prophet's offering, free will giving, giving to the poor, giving for projects, and from time to time, sacrifice as it may be called, as led. These givings stabilizes me. They make me not to look up to men, but to look absolutely to God. I was talking with a man the other day, and this man is a billionaire that I have heard about many years ago, whose production, what he does, he is into manufacturing, what he does in his field is number one in the country. And somebody called me and said, there is an issue, he wants me to talk to somebody. I said, who is it? He mentioned a name. I said, I don't know the man. He said, but they say the man worships in your church. I said, I don't know. I'm not aware. And he gave me, he said, please, we need you to talk with him. He gave the number and I spoke with him. And he said, yes. He worships in our church for the last 3 years. I said, okay, can we see? So I saw him so I can settle that situation that they wanted me to talk to him about. And when we saw, he was so happy to see me, and we're talking, and he said, Oh yes, he has been here for 3 years now. He has been in church, but he sits in the church, receives the word. In fact, sometime he brought his document to the altar and God gave him explosive increase. In fact, he has gone through foundation. He has house fellowship in his house. And I told him, I said, this is how it should be. That you can be like this and everybody can know how powerful you are, and yet I am not aware that you are around. Am I communicating? That's how life should be. You are rich, you are poor. Come to church and be comfortable. You know what he told me? He said he receives phone call all the time. I am Pastor So. I am Pastor So and So. So he became very weary. So when I said he should come and see me, he said it was when I said he should meet me in church that he realized I was the one talking. And then he came to church. If he said meet me somewhere, he wouldn't have gone. Because he receives all manner of phone calls from all manner of people who have a prophecy. All manner. Am I communicating? If money is focused, we will be searching for such people. You search them out. Say, please remain at the car park and be monitoring the cars. Any car that looks like this, let me know. So that I can find out from the man who is he. I see God exploding you. That amen is too paralyzed. Somebody is about to move into realms of billions that will shake your generation. Shout the loudest amen. The loudest amen. Promptly obey the law of sowing and reaping. Don't go up and down. Up and down. I went to dedicate the office business premises of a young man whose business at that time was worth $2 billion. And I was very, very glad to dedicate such. And then, after a short time, he crashed from that up to flat zero. Did you hear what I mean? Crashed from that realm to zero level, flat. And I was very, very concerned. I can't come and pray for your premises and dedicate what you do, and then it disappeared later. After I investigated, I said, how have you been? Are you committed in your covenant practices? Did you obey the law of giving, tithing, and all the things that you are taught to do to secure what you do? And he said, no, not all the time. And when he told me the story of how everything happened, I realized that he was expecting God to prosper him without following the principles of God. I mean, someone came to the point where I had to assist him. But merciful God gave him a second chance and brought him back up. Last time I spoke with him, the other time I spoke with him, when God reversed him, he brought him back to the same 9-0 level after he realized his mistake. Beloved, if you want God to make you follow his principles, promptly obey the law of sowing and reaping. Number 4, I hope that I'll be able to finish on this. Organize and order your resources and finances. Organize and order your resources and finances. Organize it. God is a respecter of order. And divine intervention happens on the ground of order. Order. You know, for as long as the earth was, according to, I think, the Message Bible, it was a chaotic mass. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Earth was without form and void. Water and land. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, inky blackness. One translation, I think maybe the Living Bible, say it, a chaotic mass, chaos.
For as long as the earth was chaotic, nothing could come out of it. Until God stepped into the earth and began to order. First of all, that's right, the Living Bible. The earth was a shapeless, chaotic mass with the Spirit of God brooding over the dark vapors. There are people whose resources are in chaos. But God stepped in. He turned on the light. Light come. Light appear. Alright? So that I can see how everything is looking like. Okay. Earth and water are together. Sky and earth are together. That is not correct. Earth move here. Yes, sir. Water move there. Yes, sir. Sky move up. Yes, sir. Things are getting clear now. Alright. Light appear. Sun appear in the sky. Yes, sir. Moon, stars, things are getting better. Now that things are getting better and there is order, let there be increase. Water, bring forth fishes. Earth, bring forth vegetation. Sky, be populated with birds. That could only happen after order has been set in place. Am I communicating? Order, organize your resources. And this is done in two ways. First, maintain a record of income. A record. And second, order and organize your outflow. A record of income, an orderly and organized outflow. Since I learned this, every one naira that enters my hand is on record. It can't enter by mistake. I heard it from Bishop Oyedepo once. That if you are careless with 1,000 naira, 1,000 times, you have lost 1 million without notice. So 1,000 naira came, you didn't know. Use it to buy something. And that 1,000 naira came. You sent it away. And that 1,000 naira came. You bought recharge card so you can chat on the internet. Another 1,000 naira came. 1,000 times you lost 1 million. If you were careless with 10,000 naira, 1,000 times you lost 10 million. Am I communicating? When I began to record every CC that enters my hand, every Toro that enters my hand. That was when I began to appreciate the supplies of God. Not only your salary, anything that enters your hand on record. When that record is kept, God will see how careful you are, how appreciative you are, and then he can surprise you with more. When that record is kept, then your outflow can be well organized. That is, you tithe accurately. Because some people tithe, but it's not accurate, so it produces no result. You are tithing accurately. And then you record your outgo, your outflow. What does it mean? Everything that enters my hand, tithe is so and so percent. Free will offering is so and so percent. Prophet's offering is so and so percent. Giving to the poor is so and so percent. Projects giving is so and so percent. Reserve for further multiplication for investment is so and so percent. And what I can spend is so and so percent. There are people who have businesses, I'll talk about that next week, who run it down because there is no demarcation. I'll talk about it. Relation from village has a challenge. He deep hand instills inside capital. Until the whole business is closed. Because there is no order, no organization. I told a businessman some time ago, I said, and I'll talk about this next Sunday. I said, the business is yours, but you must place yourself on salary. Because the whole money of that business is not your own. That he did. If he must handle any issue, he handles it from his salary of the business.
not the capital to kill the business. I'll talk about that next Sunday in detail. Is anybody getting anything here today? If you want, when God ordered, now don't forget this, order is the foundation for increase. Order is the foundation for increase. If you are going to see increase, order your resources. Number five. Now, I hope that I'll be true in this service. Number five, decrease your expenditure and increase your investment. Decrease your spending and increase your investment. Decrease your expenditure, increase your investment. What I'm talking about is avoid wasteful, prodigal existence. Wasteful, prodigal existence. The purpose of money is not expenditure. The purpose of money is investment. Money, many people, it is their mentality about money that is a major problem. When money enters their hand, they look for what to buy. Money did not come so you can look for what to buy with it. Money came so you can multiply it. And out of the profit that has multiplied, you can then take care of one or two things for yourself and keep on multiplying it. The average African's mentality is, once money arrives, what can I buy? It's not what can I buy. Oh, I need to change my car now. Oh, I need to change this now. That is possible if you are doing that from the profit of something that came from the profit. But not from the main money. Is it good to preach a thing like this in church? Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20. Proverbs 21 and in verse 20. The Bible says there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spends everything. He spends everything. He doesn't keep anything. You know the difference between Esau and Jacob? Are you hearing anything? Can I speak on? Where is Esau today? Where is Esau? Nowhere. Where is Jacob? Israel. You know the difference? Esau was a hunter. Jacob was an animal rearer, a breeder of animal. And that is the difference between people today. What is a hunter? A hunter pursues an animal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Catches the animal, kills it, cooks it, eats it, chop it, and then start another journey. That is hunter. Pursue the salary for 30 days, pursue the contract for 2 months, get all the money, finish all the money. If not, I will not clear. Hey, he has to finish the money before I will clear. Then he starts another pursuit. Breakthrough to breakthrough. Thank God I got a testimony. 10 million. 3 months later, you cannot find 1 naira out of the 3 million. He starts the journey again. Pursuit. That is the hunter's existence. Jacob will carry the animal. He won't kill it and eat it. He will get a female animal and mate it. And multiply it. And keep on multiplying. And keep on multiplying. When it is time to eat, you pick one that came out. Eat it and keep on multiplying. And so he has a future. And the other guy does not have a future. Look at your neighbor. Say, are you a hunter or a farmer? It's basic. Basic. Many people, all the money that entered your hand in your life, if you handled it well, you won't be where you are now. He
If you handled it well, if not that you say somebody want to compete with somebody, let me also buy a brand new Range Rover. Let me also get a brand new phone. Me now, they want to say iPhone something something. 1 million. I say, for what? If I call, can I call the heaven direct? What are you talking about? I use 1 million to buy one iPhone, 1 point something million. I say, I know greed. No. I said, leave me with it. Even changing the phone for me is a distraction. I am used to this one. You want me to start learning the other one afresh? That's not what am I doing with the phone other than call people. I have so many things to do with my life. Please, people should say, you need a new phone. A new one has come. And they will keep on bringing new ones. And they will tell you the features, how you need it. They won't tell you how much money they are making out of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And somebody who doesn't have anything, he carry phone. Just bought little. From that phone, he went and called Uber to carry him. The phone can almost buy Uber. Hey! Somebody excited this morning, shout the loudest amen. Are you receiving something here today? That was what Joseph did for Israel in Genesis 41. Verse 34 to 36. He said, the resources coming now, Pharaoh, do this. Pharaoh should appoint officers over the land to take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. Let them gather all the food of those good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh and let them keep food in the cities and food that shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine. We shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not. I'll talk more about this in the second service, but what you have today is meant to handle your tomorrow. If you manage today well, you can't be stranded tomorrow. Did you hear what I just said? What you have today is designed to handle your tomorrow and just keep on handling your future. If you handle it well today, you won't struggle tomorrow. Let me round off with number 6. Invest strategically. When we say increase, decrease expenditure, and increase investment, most people become very, very confused. Okay, where do I invest? How do I invest? Because we have had a lot of investment promises that almost ruin people's lives. Oh, bring this amount and we'll give you 20% every month. Bring so and so amount and we'll give you so and so percent every month. And people have almost lost their destiny and lost everything by investing in places. Investment, currency trading, investing in this and that. They may be good. But there are strategic ways and things you can do yourself. Now, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to repeat this verbatim in the second service because it's the same. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 3. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 3. When the prophet's widow came to Elisha, Elisha said then, go borrow you vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. You ran too fast. Empty vessels, empty vessels. What I'm about to look at, you jumped it. Empty vessels, empty vessels. Make a demand on empty vessels, not a few. Now, so, which area, what area of investment will be strategic for me? Number one, the area of drastic need. You study your environment and study your territory. Where is there such a drastic need that requires attention? in Abuja here, there is a drastic need for housing. 5-bedroom duplex, 6-bedroom duplex, that's for big men. The number of people who don't need that one are almost 80% or 90%. What he wants is one room, self-contained. One room, 1-bedroom flat. The laborer, the office worker, and all of that. And if it's possible to have that plenty. And you know what? Deal with me directly and pay 1 year. Forget agency for me. Sorry, agents, estate agents, I'm not against you. And lawyers. But there are so many people that need to be helped. And somebody can be good enough to say, if you will pay and don't fail for 10 years, you can own this house. Let me and you sign. Don't fail the house rent, yearly rent for 10 years. You own it. You just do that. Drastic need. There is drastic need for transportation. When closing hours, where people are stranded. So you just study the land and study what can be done to enhance people's value, what can be done to make life easy for people. They will thank you for it while they pay for the services. They will be grateful that somebody relieved them of their problems. And there are many, many, many other areas we can talk about. As the Harmattan comes closer, there is need for water. Several of these. The area of drastic need. Number 2 is the area of your potential. What you know to do. Time will fail me to tell the story of a woman who was in debt, but she knew how to cook. And she decided to start cooking from office to office in aluminium foil. When people tasted the food, it was so tasty. Long story, made sure they asked her to come and establish a restaurant. When people came from the other office to this office and they ate her food, they said, please bring it to our office too. And in a short while, the shop she could not pay the rent of before then, she bought the shop over. She didn't study catering. It was just a potential. It was just a gift. It may not be connected to what you study, but what you know to do in that area, you can invest in the area of potential. Number 3 is the area of your wisdom or expertise. This may have to do with what you grew up to. The area of your wisdom or expertise. My wife and I came across a couple. The man's father, the husband, the man's father was a banker. And the woman's father was a baker. Banker and baker. And the banker's son married the baker's daughter. And they grew up. Even though the man read a science subject, a medical related subject, he went into the banking that he saw and grew it and saw his father. He learned it. Today, he's the owner of a bank. The woman took the family bakery mentality to the next level. Today, she is the baker doing a lot of great bakering under the wife, under the supervision of the bank owner. Am I communicating? What you grew up to learn, you can take it to the next level if that is what you grew with. Trump's father was a property developer and skyscraper builder. That's family tradition. And he came and took it to the next level. So that is an area. Because most people ignore these kind of things and want to go. They say, oh, everybody's putting money in so and so place and everybody is running in that direction. And they are experiencing stagnation. The area of your potential, the area of your wisdom and expertise. Number four is the area of your affection and passion. What you love. What you love. I heard of a man who loves fashion. He likes to dress. He likes to dress. He likes to look good. Like somebody I know. And this man, I think it was in Southern Africa also. And this man decided to set up a fashion. And he will wear it and move sharply. And you say, I like what you are wearing. Say, I can give it to you. I have it available. The area of your affection. The area of your passion. What do you love? In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 10, concerning the king Uzziah, the Bible says he loved husbandry. He loved husbandry. So he did a lot of vine, he had husbandmen and all of that because he loved husbandry. What do you really love doing? That can be a key to what you will do. Now, don't say to me, I love a lot of pepper soup. Because when we were growing up, there was a man near our house on the way to the hospital, a hospital close to our house. This man, they call him manager, and he was selling pepper soup. And anytime you are passing, his mouth is moving. he was the one selling the pepper soup, but he was always... After a while, the shop did not exist anymore. He managed the pepper soup. He personally invested it in his life. No, that's not the kind of thing I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the business that you would do and then you destroy it by yourself. No, that's not the kind of thing. But that which you like, you love, that will be beneficial to the others. And you will push it because it is your love. You know, one day, I was in town early, many years ago, around the Wuse area, and somebody brought something to sell. He was hawking it on the road. And I asked him, I said, what is it? He mentioned what it was. I said, what does it do? He said, he himself is not very sure. I said, okay, have you used it before? He said, no. I said, deal concluded. I just went my way. If you don't know what it is and you have not used it and you want me to buy it, why did you hit me like this? Don't ever do such a business. What you know. The area. What number was that? The area of your affection or passion, number five. The area of your learning. You went to school and you studied pharmacy. Maybe pharmaceuticals or things in that line can be an area where you can consider investing. Learn medicine, whatever it is, the area of your learning, the area of your knowledge, the area of your training can be an area where you can put resources into. And finally, the area of divine direction or revelation. God just showed you in the night, in the dream, like the man who saw himself buying a lot of crates of eggs. Revelation, direction. God showed you this is a business to do, and this is what to invest in, and this is where to put money in. In that kind of area, you are sure not to fail. He can show you the water that has your fish that carries the money. He can show you where to launch your net in order to get a big catch of fishes. Once he shows that to you, then your frustration days are over. Next Sunday we continue from here. Stand on your feet. Do not miss you are enjoying yourself these days with a lot of information, a lot of light. Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the honor. Give the Lord the adoration. Give him the worship. Lift your voice and lift your hands and let's honor him. Let's adore him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Worship to your name. Worship to your name. Worship to your name. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and let's pray two or three prayers very quickly. Lift your hands and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you. For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
For your word.
For your word.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
For your word.
For your word.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
For your word.
For your word.
Have your way.
Have your way.
In my life.
In my life.
Fulfill your purpose.
Fulfill your purpose.
In my life.
In my life.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I thank you for your word. Yes, Lord, I thank you for your word. 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 Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Leko kozaga daga la 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 la. Zerepete sito kola bagara gaga di la la la. Zeratalane magada gaga la la hazaristo. Zeroteke seke daga la la. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. God will empower you with resources. Once the vision for His kingdom is uppermost in your heart. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I make myself
available
as an instrument,
of you
in your kingdom. I make myself
available.
Help me, Lord,
to be faithful
to your kingdom,
to your service,
as you entrust me
with resources.
I make myself
available.
Help me, Lord,
to be useful
in your kingdom
as you entrust me
with your resources.
Open your mouth and speak to God.
I make myself available.
Help me, Lord, to be useful
in your kingdom
as you entrust me with resources.
I make myself available.
Help me, Lord, to be useful. In the name of Jesus, two more prayers and say, Father,
where I failed before,
have mercy.
Forgive me, Lord,
where I failed before.
Forgive me, Lord,
have mercy on me
and give me another chance to do it well.
I receive another chance to do it well, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Where I failed before,
have mercy on me
and give me another chance to do it well.
Where I failed before,
forgive me, Lord,
and give me another chance
to do it well.
Leba gada gala gaya dada hazada da. Repata seto la la vega baga gada la la la. Leperete setalina ma. Exo kadi gaga la. Rodo gaga di gala gadi gaga gaga gadi gaga la la. Reto satala la vega baga gala hoda. Reta seperete sito tira gaga la list. Repete setridi gaga la la haza. Repata seto marada gaga la la la. Leperete sapo kala la la. Leperete setila gaga de la la sa. Zarata in Jesus' precious name.
Finally, we are going to deal with every conspiracy of empty-handedness, every conspiracy of poverty, every spirit of wretchedness, anything that says you should not be empowered by God.
We take authority over it and break its yoke.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
today
I reject
every spirit
of empty-handedness,
every spirit of wretchedness,
every spirit of poverty.
Your yoke is broken
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Every spirit.
Every spirit of wretchedness, every spirit of empty-handedness,
Your tenure expired. In the name of Jesus. Wretchedness, you are not my portion. Empty-handedness, you can never be my portion. In the name of Jesus. Let us say paradagala. Zaradaga di galaka di lohuza. Repete se pedo zalalana manana. Raspero da zalide gagalalala. Repete se perene gagalalala hazari. Repete se pedo se tila gagadilala. Repete se perene gagalalala hazari. Joro chasakalalala. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and appreciate Him. Worship Him, honor Him. We are going to celebrate for 3 minutes. And what are you celebrating? A new beginning. What are you celebrating? Financial stardom. Financial abundance. A new realm. A new phase. And you are going to make your decisions. Any area of your life where you believe that you need to change things based on what you heard. You are going to change things in tithing, in giving, in offerings and so on. While we are doing that, you are here today. You need to be forgiven of your sins. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want me to pray for you. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. Everywhere you are, while the celebration is on, you are dancing your way forward. Maybe you are tired of a bondage, a lifestyle, smoking, drinking, womanizing, gambling, fraud, and anything that you know is a chain on your life, and you need the yoke broken. Quickly, you dance your way forward. I'll give you the count of seven while the celebration is on. Let's go.
Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the world of Satan. He has given all the victory.
One, quickly step forward.
Have you heard what the Lord has
Two.
Done? He has destroyed
run, 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 run. Three.
Even all the victory. That's why we say,
right in the frontier, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today Those of you standing, say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward, never. I receive that grace to live for you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the yoke broken. Your harvest is released. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, live for God. Live to do His will. Live to fulfill His purpose. And it is well with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.